The Reborn by Lynn Anderson, read by Sally Armstrong. To Detective Inspector Bill Mitchell. Chapter 1. It was fear of the clown that drove Kira inside. He appeared suddenly beside a group of kids at the candy floss van, bringing her to an abrupt halt. Then it began. The rapid heartbeat, the burst of perspiration, the shortness of breath. The baby lurched inside her, as though sharing her panic. The clown looked up, catching her eye. There was nothing funny about the mask it was wearing. Its deformity terrified her. She imagined her unborn child emerging from the womb, clown face grinning up at her, hands and feet unnaturally large. Kira dragged her gaze away and forced her frozen limbs to walk to the nearest booth. The young male attendant pushed a ticket and her change under the glass, and she grabbed it, her hand trembling, imagining the clown's gaze fastened on her back. She pulled aside the thick black entrance curtain and let it fall behind her. Now that the clown was out of sight, her fear began to subside. Kira closed her eyes and took slow, deep breaths, mimicking the prenatal classes her mother had persuaded her to attend. Gradually, her heartbeat slowed, and she began to feel foolish. Thank God she hadn't been with David, or even worse, Sandy, when it happened. She would never have lived it down. Calmer now, she took a look around her. She was in a narrow corridor lit by an orange lamp. God, she hoped this wouldn't turn out to be some fright trip. The clown had been scary enough. The baby was due in 10 days, and she didn't fancy an early delivery. Not that she was looking forward to any delivery, if she was honest. She glanced back at the curtain. Should she leave? The clown might have moved on. Then she decided no fairground attraction could be as terrifying as seeing that face again. The corridor terminated in another black curtain. Kira pulled it aside and stepped through, and was immediately confronted by herself, swollen beyond all recognition. The image was every pregnant woman's worst nightmare. Short, squat, a ball and thick legs. Only her face remained normal in size, its gaze startled. Her initial shock gave way to amusement, and she smiled at this version of herself. Her reflection smiled back, the grin flat and wide like the Cheshire Cat's. She giggled and stepped sideways to see what the next mirror would offer. This time she was as thin as a rake, the bump a funny nodule in the middle. Yet her face was fatter than ever, a big round Humpty Dumpty face. Laughter bubbled up inside her. No longer a 17-year-old expectant mother whose life had been ruined, Kira was, for a moment, a child again. The baby jerked into life, stretching her skin with its kicking. She turned sideways to watch the effects of its movement in the mirror. It was then she became aware that there was someone else in the tent. She waited, expecting voices or laughter, hearing only footsteps on the wooden flooring. Turning towards the sound, she was horrified to see the hideous white face with its obscenely large red mouth and tiny black eyes. Not just one clown this time, but multiple versions reflected in the maze of mirrors. Then the whispering began, an eerie cacophony that rose and fell like a wave about her. Shrieks from the nearby rides drowned her own scream as she took off, darting down paths between the mirrors, desperate to find the exit, imagining the clown following, getting even closer. A sudden pain tore at her belly, and she bent double, sending a rush of hot water streaming down her inner thighs to pool between her feet. She smelt the cloying scent of sweat and plastic, and knew he was there, right behind her. "Help me," she whispered as she sunk to her knees. Hands gripped her head and tipped it up. The rubbery gargoyle face was inches from her own now. Kira moaned as another spasm caught her in its grip, and the hand suddenly released her. She slumped to the floor and rolled onto her side, drawing up her knees. As the contraction built to its peak, she closed her eyes and concentrated on the pain. Then something soft